FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Kane with the commission. Good morning to you at 7:02.
Hey, good morning, friends. Congratulations to everyone who won their way to Jason Krabs' Live from the Junction Center mini concert tonight. A big thank you as well to Simply From Scratch for catering this event. Be sure to tune in tonight at 6 p.m. We'll be broadcasting the live performance from Jason Krabs right here on WJTL.
This morning, our friend Doug Meyer is here. He's the chairperson with Lancaster National Day of Prayer. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Good morning,
Craig. It's always great to have you
here.
Yeah,
it is great to be here as well. Thank you.
Great to see you. Welcome. Sure. How's everything at WDAC?
Yeah, we're doing well, and we talked a few minutes about the last 2 years, and we survived that along with you, and
that's awesome.
We're grateful to the Lord for that.
Amen. Amen. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to this
morning? Sure. Say hello to my wife and Janet, to my son Brad, and to my daughters, that they live about an hour away, so who knows if they're listening, but hello to them as well and their families.
Well, I always love it when we make the connections here, so you and Annie already figured out how she knows Brad. And
that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So
connected
fun.
Through LBC and sound and some other things. So
Speaking of LBC, tomorrow is National Day of Prayer, and that's where you're having it.
That's
Tell us
right.
about it.
Tomorrow is the Lancaster National Day of Prayer, and we're holding at the Good Shepherd Chapel at Lancaster Bible College. The event starts at 6:30 with worship starting at about 6:15. And Dr. Peter Teig is going to be our speaker.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
he's the emeritus, president emeritus of Lancaster Bible College. So we're happy to have him. Embassy, who's the student worship team, they will be leading us in music worship along with the One Accord Choir. Amy Fenimore directs that as well.
So, love Amy and
that's right. It's really, really great to see 100 people from 50 or 60 churches gather together to
that's
sing and worship
love,
together. Yeah. It's just a great time to worship the Lord. And then we're going to pray.
Yeah.
And that's why we are holding this event, so that as a body of Christ within the Lancaster County community and beyond, we can gather together to pray and to bring our needs before the Lord. And we all sense that we have a great need to come before the Lord.
Amen.
During this time, especially with the last 2 years and all the things we're experiencing now. And we just need the Lord. Mm-hmm. And we're going to come before Him tomorrow corporately to ask and to beseech Him on behalf of ourselves and our churches and our country. And we just look forward to gathering together tomorrow.
I know we'll be broadcasting it as well. And if folks can, they could come out live and be there, right?
Oh, that's right. This is a live event this year. And we have seating for 900 people. Mm-hmm. So come on out. Let's fill the seats and let's pray together.
Yeah. And they don't have to get tickets or anything. They can just show up.
They just need to get in their car, get in their bike, horse and buggy, whatever you want to do to get there. However you want to get there, just come on and we'll find a place for your car and for your horse. Well, I don't know if they have feeding troughs, but anyway.
How about a theme for this year?
Yeah,
is there
the theme this year is Exalt the Lord Who Has Established Us. Mm. It's taken from Colossians 2, 6, and 7. So walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith.
Wow.
We need to be established in the Lord.
Yeah.
We need to have our roots grounded in Him.
Yeah.
In a world with seemingly no foundation upon which to build, God in His mercy and grace provided us a sure foundation for life, the Lord Jesus Christ. As we walk in Him, we are established in the faith.
Lancaster's National Day of Prayer is tomorrow. It's all happening at Good Shepherd Chapel, Lancaster Bible College. Worship starts at 6:15, so you probably want to get there around 6 o'clock or so.
That's correct, yep.
Mm-hmm. Probably be a good time. Now, tell me a little bit about the history, Doug. How many years has Lancaster NDP been happening?
This will be the 28th year for the Lancaster National Day of Prayer.
And
this whole prayer gatherings we now have came about in 1952. But our country has just been bathed in prayer and birthed in prayer. Our founding leaders started in prayer. And so we're a country that is prayed together, and that's why it's so important that we gather together.
Mm-hmm. If folks want to get the details, they can visit you online.
Yeah, that's right. The place to go is lancasterndp.com. All the details are there for you to see where to come, how, what time to be there, and we just look forward to having you join us.
Very cool. We will talk more with Doug coming up in just a bit, so we invite you to stick around. Skillet, Pat Barrett, and more music on the way, too.